coverage that works best for you. Mostly, you deserve to have the health insurance expertise Iowans have been trusting for over 80 years. Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield. To find the small business or individual plan that's right for you, talk to your local agent about Wellmark today. Get started at wellmark.com.
It is 3:02 on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM, a special edition of the Gym Class. So thank you very much for joining us here today. We got a good show coming up for you as we talk some sports. Going to talk Iowa and Iowa State. Both coaches met the media today earlier on. Also, we're going to talk some Major League Baseball with Zach Reimer of Bleacher Report. And we're going to talk with Tom Kakert of HawkeyeReport.com. It's all coming up on the Gym Class on KGYM. And welcome in to the Gym Class as the local programming block getting underway here on KGYM. We'll be followed by the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock here this evening. Scott Unash along with Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer, just back from Iowa City where he and Todd and Alex were down there for the Kirk Ferentz News Conference. Matt Campbell meeting the media in Ames today as well. We'll get to that. So we'll talk with Tom Kakert and we'll talk with Zach Reimer coming up in just a little bit as well. As I mentioned, it is a special day here at KGYM, Smart FM, Z102.9, as today is World Suicide Prevention Day. And KGYM, Z102.9, Smart FM, we're all partnering with the community in recognition of World Suicide Prevention Day. We can all take action to prevent suicide and for more information, more education, and just to take a look at some of the early warning signs that you can use to help out others. Go to our website at kgymradio.com. We'll have some vignettes through local programming today, some short vignettes. We're going to talk sports. Don't worry, we will talk sports. But we also want to put this out as well as far as a reminder and just as a community service from all of us at KGYM about what is the 10th leading killer in the country. So go to KGYM.com and read more about it. Again, World Suicide Prevention Day, and doing what we can do right here to help prevent that that terrible disease from continuing on here at KGYM. We are presented by Third Base Brewery. They are located on the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Great place to gather, locally owned and operated, when you need some time away from the grind. They've been a locally owned and handcrafted beer distributor in Cedar Rapids for over 20 years. Third Base Brewery originals are always on tap, like the popular Flying Aces Pale Ale. Stop on by at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon. And you did say that the head coaches met the media today in Iowa City and Ames. We'll have audio coming up on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. And my takeaway from afar was that Kirk Ferentz and Matt Campbell, very similar in their approaches, complimentary toward the opponent. And not to give out a whole lot of information on their teams, but both approaching it similarly.
Julian Vandervelde did not show up today at Iowa City or Ames. Let's just put it that way. Both Iowa and Iowa State players were well-versed and well-rehearsed as far as what they should say. The coaches were a part of the mutual compliment society as well today, and Matt Campbell called AJ Epenesa a generational player. Kirk Ferentz had nothing but glowing things to say about the veteran team that Matt Campbell has and the rivalry that has gone on for these many years between Iowa and Iowa State. So, like I said, it was pretty plain vanilla today as far as the coaches are concerned. A few things we did learn. First of all, from Kirk Ferentz, Sounds like Geno Stone is going to be able to be a go this weekend. Also, Cole Banworth is going to be back on the offensive line. He is going to be in the mix. Those are the good pieces of news. The bad piece of news is that the safety will be out again. Kayvon Merriweather, thank you very much, is going to be out again this week. No Alaric Jackson, but we all knew that going in. As far as Iowa State is concerned, Matt Campbell said offensive lineman Colin Newell is very questionable right now with the knee injury. Kenny Nwangu is expected to play, recovering from the shoulder injury he suffered during the UNI game. Braxton Lewis, a safety, should play. Missed the UNI game, and Matt Campbell says he should be able to go for Iowa this week. So Iowa State gets some good news as far as that is concerned. 319-366-1600 is the Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line if you would like to weigh in today. Hertina Stocker Jewelers, located on the Penn Mall in downtown Iowa City. And we do appreciate everything they do for our program, as well as the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn to follow.
Thanks to talk some baseball with Zach Reimer. You know, baseball gets tends to get pushed to the side during football season here, but fewer than 20 games remaining in the Major League Baseball season, but still some storylines to address.
White Sox have been eliminated from divisional play, from winning the division. They're just hanging on as far as a wild card is concerned. A couple more games and that will go away, but hey, that's the way it goes sometimes. I'm looking forward to next year in 2021. But, there are a lot of teams in the American League that are still fighting for playoff spots, and we'll talk with Zach Reimer about that coming up in just a little bit. Colonel season came to an end last night. Congratulations to the Clinton Lumber Kings as they took the Western Division Finals Series 2-1, and now it will be Clinton taking on South Bend for the Midwest League Championship.
Another very successful season for the Cedar Rapids Colonels, reaching the playoffs, reaching one step away from the championship series. And for as many players, and every team goes through this, but for as many players as the Colonels ran through, remarkable consistency, same record first half and second half, and a nice run in the playoffs.
It was, and every year that the Colonels have been affiliated with the Minnesota Twins, they have made the postseason. You have to be a very proud papa over there.
And the Colonels should be, too. It's turned out to be a terrific affiliation. There have been others in the past, but this has been a pretty good marriage so far.
Not bad. Not bad. Not that, yes, you want to make the playoffs. There's no doubt about that, but you also want to develop players. There are many points to the star as far as minor league baseball is concerned, and one of those points being having successful teams, and the Colonels have been very successful over the run as far as being an affiliate here in Cedar Rapids. 319-366-1600. News coming down here from RotoWire. Byron Buxton ruled out for season. Did you know that, Mark?
I saw that earlier, not on RotoWire, but maybe it was on RotoWire. I'm not sure, but that's a blow for sure. Buxton has been in and out of the lineup all season. He's had an injury-prone career, that's for sure, because he plays so recklessly in center field. I think that's been the main problem.
Would you like to see him not be quite as reckless and stay in the lineup more, or just be yourself?
Be yourself.
I agree.
Be yourself.
I agree.
He's a terrific center fielder, and unfortunately the Twins sound like they're going to be without him down the stretch and hopefully into the playoffs. But this is a team like most others who have suffered injuries. Nelson Cruz has been down two or three times. Kepler had an MRI, which proved negative, but he had a shoulder issue. Not sure when he'll be back, but Michael Pineda, out of stupidity, out with PED use. I don't think any team is really exempt from the injury bug.
No. Everybody's got some players that are banged up at this point of the season. We're going to talk about that with Zach Reimer, Bleacher Report, coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Monday Night Football, the doubleheader last night. Big hit in the ratings. You heard the second game last night between Denver and Oakland. Raiders didn't look bad last night. Good to see Noah Fant out there. Josie Jewell had a nice game as well for the Denver Broncos. And the first game was almost an instant classic between the New Orleans Saints and the Houston Texans. Alex and I were talking about it a little bit earlier on in the sports office, and we both said, you know, Will Lutz may have saved the job in the New Orleans defensive coordinator because, how he called that final drive that Deshaun Watson put together in two plays going 90-some yards or around 90 yards. Those are the things that get you fired.
Just a little bit too much time left on the clock for Houston, though. What, 50 seconds? Allowing Breeze to put together three plays and get Lutz in.
Well, it was a 58-yard field goal.
Well, turns out it was in his range, right?
But that last play by the Houston defense was a head-scratcher because they basically said, okay, here you go. We know you got a timeout left. Clock's running down. Here's your 8 yards. Take it.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to give you something deep. They were almost thinking if you make a 58-yard field goal, then, you know, good for you. Here's the victory.
Yeah.
And Will Lutz, after missing a 56-yarder earlier in the game, nails the 58-yarder. And Cajun Troy is a happy gal today as the New Orleans Saints get the victory in what was a heck of a football game. Watson was good. Drew Brees was good. Kamara was good. DeAndre Hopkins, other than body slamming a guy. And speak of her royalty here. Cajun Troy says, I'm getting a ref jersey to wear in L.A. for Saints-Rams game on Sunday. A lot of the crowd dressed in referee jerseys last night at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. I also tweeted this out last night. Last night's Raider-Bronco game going to be one of the last ones that you're going to see a football game played on a baseball field. Because it is going to go the way of the dodo bird as soon as the A's season is completed. And the Raiders take over the Coliseum for the last year. That will be the last time. And I know players hate it, but it's just cool to see. And that was the way it was when we were younger.
Oh, yeah.
You played in those combo stadiums. And it was pretty cool. We were pretending out in the backyard that we were, you know, if there was dirt in your backyard, you had to put the football field there for the neighborhood game.
Especially if it was muddy.
Oh, are you kidding? 319-366-1600. 21-34. Great first games last night in the NFL. Booger needs to go. That would be Booger McFarland, who's now in the booth and not in the Boogermobile, blocking people's vantage points on the sidelines. All right. Keep the text coming. We're going to take a break, come back, and Zach Reimer's going to join us. We'll talk some Major League Baseball after this. You're listening to The Gym Class here on KGYM.
2019 is going quickly. Make sure the outside of your home is well-dressed for the upcoming holiday season. A new front door from Therma-Tru makes a statement and creates a stunning entrance to your home. New siding from LP SmartSide immediately updates your curb appeal. And a new outdoor entertainment space with high-quality composite decking from TimberTech is a welcome addition. Alexander Lumber is your local resource for building materials. Visit Alexander Lumber, 4344 120th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years, with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
KGYM, here to raise awareness that suicide can be prevented in Iowa. Show your support on World Suicide Prevention Day with the hashtag #StopTheStigma.
The kids are back in school.
Yes!
Football season is here. And it's the most wonderful time of the year at Airport National Golf.
Four!
It's time for fall golf. Play Airport National in Cedar Rapids Monday through Friday from open to 2 p.m. and get a round of golf, cart, and lunch for just $25. There's plenty of great golf days left, so spend them at Airport National and get a round, cart, and lunch for just $25. Stop in for details. Airport National Golf, Wright Brothers Boulevard in Cedar Rapids.
Get ready, Jefferson. This is the gym's Scott Unash. The Whirlpool Careers Tailgate Tour is coming to you live Thursday at 3. Whirlpool Careers, Iowa National Guard, and area businesses will be there, too.
After an off day, game one of a three-game series with the Washington Nationals comes your way on Tuesday night from Target Field. Hi, this is Corey Provis. Jose Barrios and Aníbal Sánchez, the pitching matchup for game one on your home for Twins baseball.
Tonight at 7 o'clock on 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
Sánchez and Barrios tonight. We've got it on 107.5 FM at 7 o'clock. We join up with the Minnesota Twins Baseball Network. Twins and the Nats tonight and tomorrow night. Who knows, Mark? Who knows? Could be a World Series preview.
Oh, I don't know about that.
You never know. You
see what Houston's been doing?
Bombing the ball. Absolutely bombing the ball. And to talk about that and other things, Major League Baseball, Zach Reimer joining us. Give him a follow on Twitter. Lead MLB writer for Bleacher Report here at 317 on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class and KGYM. Zach, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us. Mark's a Twins fan, so I'd like to throw that out every once in a while that, you know, this could be a possible World Series preview between his Twins and the Washington Nationals.
Very much so, yeah. Especially given that, you know, Twins hit all those homers. Nationals have been the best team in baseball since May 24th, I believe. So, yeah, why not?
Why not indeed?
Zach, my question for you is I think we can agree to call four of the six divisions right now, which leaves the two central divisions. My question to you is which lead is more precarious, the Twins, who have a trying week this week and then the schedule lightens, or the Cardinals, who still have a ton of games left against the Cubs?
You know, just by default, I think the NL Central has been the most unpredictable division in baseball this year. Even when the Cardinals are on this incredible run right now, we saw the Cubs do basically the same thing in April and May. That didn't last, so it could be one of these things what the Cardinals are doing right now, where it's just like, you know, is this for real, or is this just their version of what the Cubs did earlier this year? And the reality of this team is more like a 500 club. So that division has been impossible to call all season long. I don't think that's really changed right now. So I got to go to the NL Central, whereas the AL Central, despite Michael Pineda's suspension, I think the Twins are relatively safe. All those home runs they hit are really, really good safety blanket from day to day. And the Cleveland Indians had that nice run for a while there, but recently kind of come back, leveled out a little bit.
Byron Buxton ruled out for the season. He did only play in 78 games, but he's a nice weapon to be without.
Yeah, you know, I guess if there's a bright side here is that offensively they're fine without him. Defensively, you know, you're going to miss him in center field, but they've got guys that can cover for him. I think the bigger issue here is just like it's another year of just Byron Buxton not quite getting there for one reason or another. This year because of injuries, past years because of just offensive inconsistency. So just another frustrating year for a immensely talented player.
Zach, are people overlooking the Atlanta Braves too much? All they have done is they've won 9 of their last 10. They've won 90. They're only 3 games behind the Dodgers for the best record in the National League. Are they being overlooked?
I think so, and I think it has a lot to do with, you mentioned the Dodgers. I mean, throughout pretty much the entire season, everybody's kind of looked at the Dodgers as this, you know, unstoppable juggernaut that is, you know, all but guaranteed to come out of the National League playoff picture as the pennant winner. Which I still think is largely the case. I still think the Dodgers are the best team in the National League, but the Braves, you know, they got off to kind of a 500-ish start over the first few weeks of the season, but pretty much ever since they've been playing like an elite team. Offensively, one of the best lineups in all of baseball. I don't think they really get the credit for how well they hit the ball. Pitching-wise, really got off to a rough start, but pretty much ever since Dallas Keuchel came aboard in that starting rotation back in June, it's been much more solid with the guys in that starting five. And more recently, the additions that they made to their bullpen at the trade deadline, the Mark Melanson, the Shane Green, the Chris Martin, has kind of solidified into a pretty good working unit that has kind of rescued that bullpen. So they have pretty much everything you could ask for in contenders. So they're absolutely a threat to take down the Dodgers in the long run.
I want you to play a little buy or sell here, Zach. Freddie Freeman should be the National League MVP.
Sell.
Sell? Okay. Why?
Because it's going to be either Cody Bellinger or Christian Yelich and possibly Anthony Rendon behind those three. And I, you know, Freddie Freeman's had an amazing year. This is what I don't like about these exercises. I don't want to sound like I'm hating on Freddie Freeman, but I look at that and I go, yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I would agree. I would agree.
I'll take his season, though.
The wild card, this is why it was created, Zach, to keep interest peaked as far as teams that are pretty much out of it, but good enough maybe to make the postseason. In the American League, you're down to basically three teams for two spots. But the National League right now is just a jumbled mess. You've got six teams within 6.5 games of the wild card. How do you see the National League playing out?
You know, part of the reason it's a jumbled mess, not so much because there are a bunch of good teams, but there's a whole bunch of mediocre teams and, frankly, bad teams that have been being able to kind of hang around because of that. Realistically, I think you can say the Nationals are in. Like I said earlier, they've been the best team in baseball since May, so I think they're good. And then that other spot, it kind of feels like the Cubs and the Brewers, but I would not write off the Diamondbacks, who have been, you know, ever since they traded Zach Greinke, basically, have actually been playing really good baseball. Kind of an underrated offense led by Ketel Marte and some pretty good pitching there, too. So I'm not ready to go, like, buy all in on them, but they're one of these teams, kind of like if you want to go way back, like the 2003 Marlins, where they could sneak in at the very end and possibly do some damage. But we'll see. It's National League wild card race, kind of like the NL Central, difficult to call just because it is kind of a mess.
It is, and you mentioned Washington right now looking good as far as a wild card. And Mark and I have been going back and forth on this. If indeed they're in the wild card, if indeed they're at home hosting that wild card game, Scherzer or Strasburg, you go out there. I say Scherzer.
How about both?
Well,
you got to win one game. You got to throw everything you got at them. You know, why hold back?
True. Didn't think about piggybacking those two guys. But, yeah, it'll be interesting.
Zach, were you surprised Dave Dombrowski was ousted in Boston? He didn't throw any pitches.
That is true. In the moment, I was surprised by it. But, you know, once everything cooled down, it did kind of make more sense that they would part ways with him. You know, Dave Dombrowski's whole MO as a front office leader is going for it, you know, with whatever it takes, whether it be, you know, spend the money on the big free agents or take these top prospects and trade them for established stars. You go for it. He was in a perfect position to do that when he came aboard in 2015. And to his credit, he did it. And that 2018 team is going to go down as one of the best teams in the history of Major League Baseball. So he did his job, but this year has kind of brought into focus like the fallout of all the effort that Dombrowski put into it, where the future is actually kind of looking a little bleak, in part because of just, you know, the natural way that teams bleed young talent when they go through these all-in efforts, and also just because, you know, you spend a whole bunch of money on guys like, you know, Chris Sale, Nathan Eovaldi, David Price, where that is going to possibly cost you the Mookie Betts or the J.D. Martinez or, you know, these other guys that they are kind of coming up against free agency for one reason or another. So, and Dave Dombrowski at the end of the day is not the guy to get you out of that situation. So I can kind of understand, you know, let's get rid of him now so we give ourselves some time to find a replacement before the off season, and maybe we can pivot into a new direction, whether it be, you know, a retooling kind of effort, not quite a rebuild, but something that does kind of pivot the team more towards future contention in the future, or just somebody who can kind of creatively scrape together a legitimate World Series contender in 2020, go for it all while you still have the Mookie Betts under contract, possibly Jaden Martinez as well, and just go for it one more time and then see what happens. So, like I said, it's surprising in the moment, but it actually kind of makes sense.
Regardless of what happens the rest of this season, where will Joe Maddon be next year?
Oof. I definitely don't think he's going to be on the north side of Chicago after the way things have gone this year and the prior years. But beyond that, that's a really good question.
He won't be in Chicago, huh?
I highly doubt it.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, somebody's going to have a pretty good manager if he elects to stay in there as far as 2020 is concerned. Zach Reimer joining us a few more minutes, MLB writer, lead MLB writer for Bleacher Report. You mentioned the Houston Astros just bombing home runs. Hit a bunch of them again in their game earlier, and so many home runs being hit. Now we see the AAA stats after their season is complete. Do people like this? Baseball purists like it? Do you like it? Is enough enough, or should we go back a little bit?
I guess I can answer the baseball purist thing, since that seems to be the kind of, you know, mindset that you get when you log on to Twitter and, you know, you follow writers and former players and, as we call it, just baseball Twitter, essentially. It seems kind of 50-50 with a strong kind of vocal, subset that is dead set against all these home runs. I think a lot of it has to do with just the fact that the baseball is so obviously juiced and that a lot of this feels so inauthentic in a way that it's just, it's kind of, you know, I don't want to say depressing, but it's just like, it's just not as entertaining as it should be because it is so inauthentic. But, I look at the game and it's like, you know, we can talk about the juiced ball. I do think it is a problem, is, you know, but it's, the home runs are not the biggest problem in the game today. I still fall back on there are too many strikeouts and the pace of play is too slow. The home runs, when they happen, almost feel like a reprieve from that. So you can count me among the, not quite the supporters of it, but kind of like, you know, just let's not complain about this because it's more good than it is bad.
When I see a stolen base, that's a reprieve from me, for me.
I mean, if you get on by a walk or a single, I mean, nobody's hitting singles anymore. And, you know, why steal a base when you can wait to trot home when the next guy hits one 450 feet?
That's true. I'm going to lose my mind for the next check swing opposite field home run, though, that travels 380 feet, I swear. I mean, I am so sick and tired of seeing that this year.
A lot of that going around where it's just like, man, that ball got out. Be it, you know, a line drive that, you know, would have been like a double over the fielder's head, or just like, yeah, a pop fly where it's like, wait, we're not at Yankee Stadium and that went out.
Maybe I've watched too many games at Yankee Stadium this year. I don't know.
Zach, is there a team? Go ahead.
I was going to say those pop flies to Yankee Stadium. I guess the good thing about the juice ball is that they're now longer home runs at Yankee Stadium. So there's that.
Is there a team, Zach, in 2020 you expect to make a significant move? Say the White Sox, say the Reds.
Thank you, Mark.
Or another team?
Yeah, the White Sox could be a team that does make some moves. You know, I assume you mean this winter in terms of loading up for 2020 and beyond. The White Sox are going to be there. I'd say don't discount the Texas Rangers because they're moving into that new ballpark next year, and they've actually had some pretty decent sized steps away from a pretty miniature rebuild. So White Sox and Rangers in the American League, nationally, yeah, the Reds could be there too. I mean, they have the pitching in place, just need some bats.
Yep, got to learn to win on the road a little bit. That comes with age and experience a little bit. So, all right, Zach, hey, appreciate it. Thanks for the insight, and we look forward to the final 20-plus games of the season. Should be fun, and the postseason will be a lot of fun. And keep up the great work at Bleacher Report. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you, and thank you for having me on.
All right, Zach Reimer joining us here on the Gym Class on KGYM here at 3:31. Going to take a break, come back, and we are going to talk to Tom Caker to Hawkeye Report and talk about what happened today down in Iowa City. In case you missed the first part of the program, no bulletin board material came out of Iowa City or Ames today. Very plain vanilla. A lot of the Mutual Admiration Society going around today in both towns as Iowa and Iowa State get together. There is a fly in the ointment, though. There's a fly in the ointment, Mark.
Okay.
We'll get to that coming up here before 4 o'clock today as well. Gym Class coming your way for a Tuesday here on KGYM. Back with more after this.
That was an awesome game.
Oh, yeah, awesome.
You okay, Coach?
Me? Yeah, sure.
Hey, you remember how I didn't play last year?
Yeah, we missed you.
Well, I didn't care about the game then. Didn't care about anything, really. Couldn't sleep, didn't eat much.
I know what that's like.
But this year's better. IowaCrisisChat.org made a big difference. Good listeners, you know?
That's really great.
Yeah, IowaCrisisChat.org. They can help anybody. Even coaches.
Thanks, kid.
This message from Community Crisis Services and Food Bank.
Hills Bank is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics on the Gym. Connect with a banker in office or on our Here app. Hills Bank. Connection is here. Member FDIC.
How good are PXG clubs? Golf writers describe them as absolutely remarkable and the best golf clubs out there. Our customers call them insanely good and say they live up to the hype. So what are you waiting for? Step up your game and enjoy golf more than ever. Call 844-PLAY-PXG. 844-PLAY-PXG or visit pxg.com to book your custom fitting. PXG. Nobody makes golf clubs the way we do. Period.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're gonna let your budget be the boss of you? Take control with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. Da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-dang-dang. I hear your budget laughing at you. Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me. Ignore them! Da-dong-da-dong.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My name is Brandon. I am a manager of tire sales at Firestone Complete Auto Care. When you come here to get service, we're going to take care of your car. Because you take care of your car is going to take care of you.
Come in for the Firestone Complete Auto Care Epic Sales Event and save $100 when you spend $500 or more. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Valid September 12th through September 15th. Exclusions apply. Cannot be combined with other offers. Additional fees may apply where lawful. See store for details.
Hiring can be a challenge, as Codable co-founder Gretchen Huebner discovered. Gretchen needed to hire a game artist for her education tech company. So she went to ZipRecruiter.com, posted her job, and found the right person in less than 2 weeks. How? ZipRecruiter's technology finds people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. So it's no wonder that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, try ZipRecruiter for free at our web address, ZipRecruiter.com/will. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WILL. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Back in the Gym Class on this Tuesday here on KGYM. Again, more information that you can take a look at to educate folks. It is World Suicide Prevention Day today. And Z102.9, Smart FM, and all of us at KGYM, we're partnering with community in recognition of World Suicide Prevention Day today. We can all take action to prevent suicide. For more information, go to kgymradio.com. If you or someone you know is in need of help, call or text 1-855-325-4296. And again, we've got more information at kgymradio.com. And stop the stigma about suicide and get some information about suicide prevention. It is National Suicide Prevention Day today. And we are doing our part here on KGYM. Iowa and Iowa State coming up on Saturday, and both coaches met the media today. And our good friend Tom Kakert set to join us right now from HawkeyeReport.com. And Tom, there was no Julian Vandervelde sighting today. It was pretty much plain vanilla in both camps when talking about the other side today.
Hello.
Hello, Tom, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, you didn't hear my great question, did you?
No, it just kind of popped in right at the end.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said it was pretty much plain vanilla in both camps today. We did not hear from a Julian Vandervelde source today.
Yeah, there was no hatred of the entity that is Iowa State from Iowa players. In fact, you know, one of the funnier things, you talk about guys living in a bubble. I was talking to Michael Ojemudia about game day coming to Ames, and he said, yeah, I didn't even know about that really until somebody mentioned it to me yesterday.
Wow. Now, was that truthful?
They're just not on social media. They don't really pay attention. You know, they're just in a bubble.
Interesting. Not sure I'm buying that though.
Yeah, I really, Tom, miss the days of Hayden Fry when you could walk in and they're playing Middle Tennessee State and he's barely a word to say and he's grumpy. And then when Fry's team plays Michigan, he's all happy-go-lucky and cracking jokes. And you never get that with Kirk, do you?
No, it's always the same message every week from Kirk. And, you know, it's not, he doesn't talk down any opponents. He doesn't, you know, it's not Lou Holtz level of, you know, when a terrible team is coming into town that, you know, you think you're playing, the greatest team in the history of college football. But, he just respects every opponent, I think, at the same level. And just because he knows that they can come back and they can bite you at any time.
Well, some good health news today that Kirk had to talk about. Sounds like Geno Stone's going to be able to go. The offensive line is going to get stronger, the way it sounds. No Alaric Jackson, but still one of the guards going to be coming back, one of the starting guards anyway, and the rotation should get a little bit deeper. Hankins a little bit of a mystery, and some others in the secondary a little bit of a mystery too.
Yeah, I get the sense that he was a little worried about the secondary going into this game just because they've had, you know, a number of injuries. You look at losing one of your starting safeties in Kayvon Merriweather, and then you've already lost Riley Moss to a knee injury. Julius Brents has been dealing with a knee injury, and he hasn't played. And, you know, when I asked him about Hankins, the word that was used by, I think, everybody on the beat was evasive. And, he had some mites on his hamstring as he left the game, and he left before some of the other starters. So kind of raised some eyebrows. But I wasn't worried about Stone missing just because he was available to us after the game, and generally – basically every time that anything like that's happened, if a guy's dealing with something more serious, they aren't made available to us after the game. They're just magically, he wasn't available to talk, and he was there. So never worried about that one.
With Tom, with Hockenson and Fant now in the NFL, I think we've seen the first two games, Nate Stanley spreading the wealth of receptions to 10 and 8 different receivers, respectively, in the two games. And I wonder what you have seen in terms of the approach or the sets or what have you versus last year.
Yeah, it's different, but it's the same in some ways. I mean, the routes don't look appreciably different. It's just they're operating differently with the personnel that they have. It was weird because, on Saturday, no passes completed to a tight end. And I haven't taken the time to look, but I'm going to guess it's been a while since that has occurred, where a tight end at Iowa has not caught a pass in a game. And it's certainly a drastic departure from last year when you could almost count on Fant and Hockenson both catching, probably combined 10 passes every game, maybe some weeks even more than that. It's definitely more wide receiver focused. And I like that in some respects because they're going more three wide. That's going to, I think, help the run game because they're respecting those guys as wide receivers. And it's, it just leads to one less guy that they can commit to the box And I think that's Brian Ferentz's mode of operation right now, is to kind of spread that field out a little bit. And I think it's paying dividends with the run game right now.
Well, Matt Campbell, in his comments today over in Ames, had glowing things to say about the Iowa wide receiver core. Probably something that Matt Campbell would not have said when he first got to Ames playing the Iowa Hawkeyes. But this thing has turned into a positive for the Hawkeyes, a positive position.
Yeah, once they added Oliver Martin into the mix, and not that Martin's the best receiver they have, but he was their third most experienced receiver behind Amir Smith-Marset and Brandon Smith. But once they got him involved, that gave them five players that you can really count on at the wide receiver position. And you know, I think Sean Byers going to be really good at tight end too, as well. So that's really six guys that they can kind of roll out there and go to with some confidence because you're Super Ganey and Tyrone Tracy coming along now too. And it just, they're able to count on different guys. And then the run game's having some success, so that play action game becomes more effective. And I talked to Mekhi Sargent about it today and Nate Stanley, and they're both like, you know, instead of getting 3 yards, we're getting five or six. So it's setting up second or third and short, or second and, you know, very manageable 3 or 4 yards. And then you can go to that play action game, and you can see that happening where, you know, Amir gets loose down the middle of the field off the play action, and you can hit some bigger plays down the field.
Tom, if you're Kirk Ferentz, what worries you the most about Iowa State?
Probably just a couple things. One, you've only got one game film of them. And, I think you'd want to learn a little bit more about some of the personnel, some of the backs and wide receivers in particular. I think they have a good grasp of the defense and the personnel there. But just offensively, it's a little bit different team right now. And maybe you could learn more about their scheme and how they're attacking things without David Montgomery and without Hakeem Butler out there. And also, I think Kirk I'm guessing he's probably a little worried about the secondary, just because they've gotten a little thin. And if Hankins can't go, then you're starting, guys who haven't started the game, you know, DJ Johnson, Terry Roberts, one of those guys out there. And, you know, Johnson's had his struggles early in the year. So I think those are probably the things that worry him the most.
Tom Caker joining us from HawkeyeReport.com here at 3:45 on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. We're looking at the game. Let's flip it here. What do you think that Matt Campbell is most worried about as far as the Iowa Hawkeyes are concerned?
That's a good question. I would guess probably that if Iowa runs the ball on Iowa State, then it's probably going to be a long day for the Cyclones, because then it sets up everything. I don't have the numbers in front of me about what UNI was able to do, but UNI seemed to really move the ball well in that game. Thinking back on it a little bit, that it would concern you that if UNI is moving the ball, boy, Iowa's probably going to be able to move the ball too. And if Iowa can spin the clock, run the ball effectively, then, you know, the Cyclones are just going to be playing, a catch up a little bit with Iowa most of the game.
It's got to be a low scoring game though, isn't it?
It seems like they alternate. Low scoring, high scoring. I don't know why it does, but it does. You know, 2 years ago in Ames, it was a high scoring game. And last year in Iowa City was a low scoring game. So it seems to alternate. I'm going to guess this one's probably somewhere in the middle of, you know, first team to 27 or something like that probably wins the game this week. Maybe the first team to 20 probably wins it. I kind of get the feel that it's going to be more of a defensive than last time when it was the offenses running a track meet going on scoring binges on each other in Ames.
Tom, we've seen ESPN College Game Day in Iowa City twice, both against Ohio State. Is it as big a deal as people think it is?
I think it's a big deal for fans. Players, I don't know that they really get too caught up in it. And if they are getting caught up in it, then they're probably focusing on the wrong thing. Because then that's time spent thinking about College Game Day is time not spent thinking about film study and doing preparation for the game. So I think for fans it's great. I think for the state of Iowa it's great. I think it's great for Iowa State. I want no part of it. From my perspective, it's just one more headache getting to the stadium. And there's been some, sitting in traffic times going to Ames more than once. That's the one downside to it, is there's probably going to be, another 10,000 people pouring in there on Saturday than normal. And I expect there's going to be a huge crowd there. It's Cyclone fans come out for that stuff. I'm sure there's going to be a ton of Hawk fans trying to get their disparaging ISU signs up on display as well. So should be pretty fun.
No disparaging signs. That's on the ESPN. I just read it. The ESPN do's and don'ts. No disparaging signs. All signs may be confiscated to the discretion of ESPN. Don't bring your derogatory signs, Tom.
Good luck with the guy who brings the magic marker with him to the thing and just brings three blank ones and then puts them up there. I got a feeling there's going to be some disparaging to both sides on Saturday.
Well, we're not going to sleep, Tom, until we find out who this guest picker is, right?
Yeah, we gotta wait to see who that is. And
is it you?
It has to be somebody. It's not. They would not be picking me. I was gonna suggest Dukes for that. I think he's great.
He'd ask him why they aren't at Cohen Cornell.
That would be fun, wouldn't it?
I could make a pick.
Maybe Hostradamus?
I could make a pick.
If you have a guy picking games, why not Hostradamus?
I like it.
Yeah. He could have the whole little get up with the turban on kind of thing.
I don't think it plays nationally, Tom.
It would play for us, though.
It would.
But you know what? This is why this game, the contract was extended. This is why this game needs to be played every year. And for the people that don't want this thing to be played, I can't fathom the reasons why.
Well, the minute it went away, the same people who want it gone would be complaining that it's not there. So I think it's good for the state. It's good for the fans in the state. This whole week is just about this game and playing the Cyclones, or if you're a Cyclone fan, playing the Hawkeyes and talking smack to your friends who are on the other side that you work with or that you see at a gym or at a, golf course or wherever you're at, and, making little side wagers with your friends. I just think it's fun to, a fun part of being an Iowan to experience that game and kind of the trash talk that goes with it.
One last question for me, Tom, on Iowa. Four freshmen have seen the field, true freshmen, and most observers believe Tyler Goodson is in for the long haul at running back. Do you?
Yeah, I do. I think they're all in, chips in the middle of the table with all four of those guys that they're going to continue to play and surpass the 4-game limit. I think the big question is, does he, take the bubble wrap off of, maybe some of the guys on the defensive side in the secondary maybe this week. But even Kirk kind of hinted maybe some of those guys are dinged up a little bit right now, because a guy like Dane Dalton was out there
early in the year with the practices with the second team. And Jerron McKinney was a kid that was with him in January. And, you know, he flashed some good things in spring ball. So I kind of wonder if maybe one of those guys, I'll be interested to see which guys travel this week with the team and if he's thinking about playing any of those guys.
Tom, I'll give you an opportunity to answer our Emo's Hideaway poll question today, if you will.
Sure.
Who wins this key matchup on Saturday? Brock Purdy or the Iowa defensive backs?
I kind of, just because I was dinged up, I think Purdy probably has a pretty good day. Mm-hmm. I was just, watching parts of the UNI game, I was just kind of surprised that he didn't play as well, and I kind of just sense a little bit of a bounce back from him. He's a really good young quarterback and has a lot of talent. The thing I wonder about is, if you're Iowa State, do you wish you didn't have the bye last week?
Mm-hmm.
Just so you could kind of get out there and play some real football. And yeah, practice is great and studying and preparing is great. But sometimes to kind of get on track, you need to be out there playing a game and kind of experience it in a game setting. And, I just wonder if Iowa State's going to come out a little bit sluggish this week out of the gate. And maybe that's going to be a big factor in the game.
Should be fun. It will always be fun. Look for Tom Kickert in traffic or look for him at 5 o'clock when the gates open at Jack Trice Stadium. One of them is going to happen.
I will be there. Gonna leave early, though. Gonna leave early.
I don't blame you. All right, read the stuff at HawkeyeReport.com. Tom, always appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks for having me on, guys.
Tom Kickert joining us here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Gates open at 5. Oh, boy.
8209 on the text line, a game day sign we can all come together on. Everybody here hates Nebraska.
I think that sign will be covered by both Cyclone fans and Hawkeye fans alike coming up on Saturday. I'm going to be interested to see how this ESPN portrays this rivalry, because this is, like Tom said, you razz your brother, you razz your neighbor, you razz your coworker, you do this and that, but at the end, kind of everybody over a drink kind of gets together. This isn't Auburn, Alabama. This isn't the backyard brawl. This isn't the Holy War. This isn't the Apple Cup, where there's just pure hatred.
No, I think ESPN has to do some explaining to folks out there in wherever, Nevada, New Hampshire, who are watching, why this game is a big deal.
And it's going to be interesting to see the take they do that
right,
with.
Right, right.
Yeah, it will be interesting. And more on game day coming up here and ESPN in a moment when we come back. You're listening to the Gym Class on 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Back with more after this.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game where you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Starting route now. Turn right at Fortress Mountain. Turn left at Mount Hood. Head south to Moab, Utah. Continue on the Great North American Test Drive.
Run with us on a John Deere Gator XUV 835 with our quietest cab ever and optional heat and AC and a four-wheel independent suspension. It's built to run where no one else can. Nothing runs like a deer. Search John Deere Gator for more.
School's back in session, which means your ride better be ready. At AutoZone, we've got the free services you need to drive with confidence. Like our free AutoZone Fix Finder service. If your check engine light is on, our Fix Finder service will help troubleshoot the likely issue. It could be something serious or maybe something simple. So knowing the likely issue can save you a lot of time and money down the road. And if you need help from a repair shop, we know some of the best. To learn more, visit us online at AutoZone.com. Restrictions and details apply.
Get in the zone.
Sport Clips Haircuts and NASCAR's number 20 driver, Eric Jones. Want to see you at the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup race in Texas, Sunday, November 3rd. Enter now for your chance to win the ultimate NASCAR race fan experience at sportclips.com/Texas. Meet Eric Jones and win pit passes, hospitality tickets, and more. For the best NASCAR has to offer, enter now at sportclips.com/Texas. No purchase necessary. U.S. only. Age 18 or older. Ends October 4th, 2019. Void where prohibited.
Couple pieces of information before we depart here today. Get you ready for the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. They follow us from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock right here on KGYM. Game time has been set for Iowa State's following game. There is a game after Iowa State, ladies and gentlemen. Iowa State will take on Louisiana Monroe. Yeah, that Louisiana Monroe team that probably should have beat Florida State last Saturday, lost in overtime to the Seminoles down in Tallahassee.
Don't sleep on them, Cyclones.
Yeah, that will be an 11 o'clock kickoff coming up a week from Saturday at Jack Trice Stadium. That will be an 11 o'clock kickoff for that one. Also, little piece of news, Mark. There's a certain carrier out there. Television carrier that is going to be ending, they're in a dispute, a contract dispute, what's new, that's going to be ending, apparently, their broadcast of a certain sports channel that will carry a certain pregame program on Saturday from a certain town in Iowa.
Hashtag mothership.
Yeah, so that could foil the plans of a few people out there that are very interested in watching ESPN's College Game Day.
Well, yeah, potentially, but you would think this one would be settled.
Friday at midnight, apparently.
I mean, that's a big piece for any cable company, but the same cable company has not carried Fox.
For about the entire summer.
Many months. Yeah.
So, again, that is a certain carrier out there.
Could you do without ESPN for a weekend?
Boy. Well, you can watch it on the other ways to do it, but
yeah,
it's not ideal.
Not convenient.
Not convenient out there. More on the Cy-Hawk series coming up with Todd and Alex. That'll be next right here in KGYM. Tomorrow, we talk with Rob Gray of CycloneFanatic.com. We'll get the Iowa State perspective on the Cy-Hawk game. And also, Chris Liss of RotoWire.com will be so proud of me for winning my first week of fantasy football. Get your fantasy questions ready. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Breaking news, the Patriots trading one of their receivers to an AFC East rival. ESPN's Adam Schefter reports they're sending Demaryius Thomas to the Jets for a 2021 sixth-round pick. New England with an abundance at receiver after the Antonio at receiver.